Hey everyone, it's Kylie Dalhunty here, bringing you today's edition of The Brief, brought to you with thanks to AI-powered agents. If you want to leverage the power of AI in your business, sign up for your regular dose of tips and strategies from Samantha McLean to help you navigate the AI era. Visit AIPoweredAgents.com for more info. Now on to the top stories on EliteAgent.com, Thursday the 28th of March 2024. And first up today, we're kicking things off with a story that is bound to give you the warm and fuzzies for the Easter long weekend. With an incredible property manager going above and beyond for a tenant who had just had their car stolen. Now, before Ray White in a North's Cat Burn could organise to get her tenant's locks changed, she first had to approach the situation with compassion and calm her distraught tenant down. The cunning thieves had snuck into the home in the middle of the night, found the tenant's keys, opened the garage door, rolled the car out, and closed the garage door again. And also on that key ring was the keys to the house, and so the tenant was worried they were going to return. So before she organised for the locks to be changed, which still happened in a matter of hours, Kat reassured the tenant that everything would be okay, and she led her through the process of not only calling the police, but a raft of other procedures. Good on you, Kat. Also check out the full story on our website, because Kat has also shared with us a range of tips on what property managers, tenants and landlords should do to prevent break-ins and what to do if they do occur. And up next, our senior journalist Ron Crosby has done some research into how warehouse conversions are transforming urban landscapes across the country. He takes a look at why they're popular and getting even more so, and he also previews 5 incredible conversions that are on the market right now. And moving on to Brekkie Browse, and even though transaction volumes increased at the end of last year, the level of loss-making sales dropped to just 5,500 in the December quarter, according to the latest figures. CoreLogic's Pain and Gain report analysed about 90,000 sales and showed 94% recorded a nominal gain. The median gross profit also rose to $310,000. And up next, Rain and Horn Darwin General Manager Glenn Grantham says the NT capital city is on the verge of a market boom, with some prices rising more than 30% in just 18 months, while more interstate visitors are also looking at the city. And over in WA, Peter Gavalis from Resolve Property Solutions has called for the state government to expand the first homeowners grant to include established properties. At the moment, it only applies to new builds, but Perth's ongoing shortage of tradies and builders has severely impacted new home construction and made it almost impossible for first home buyers to build a home. And a little public service announcement. The Daily Brief is going to be back on Tuesday after the Easter long weekend. But until then, don't forget to tune into the Elevate podcast, because Josh Horner is sharing some stellar advice on how to build a brand, connect with audiences, and create marketing videos to put you and your listings on the map. And our new newsletter, Movers and Shakers, will still bring you all of the big appointments, rebrands, and award-winning news to your inbox on Easter Sunday. Until then, I'll leave you with some instant inspo from Marty Fox, who says, when growing your brand on social media, you need to focus on becoming an expert in the deal first. Share your journey and create engaging, relevant, and organic content that showcases your authentic self and growth in the industry. And if you'd like to listen to the full podcast that piece of wisdom comes from, head to today's written version of The Brief for the deep dive link. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Keep listening out for more of The Daily Brief and subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com/The Brief. And until then, we're not only wishing you a productive day, but a safe and happy Easter.